Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, SignServe, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's your radio voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah High School head football coach, Brett Chapel.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head football coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah last night getting their first conference victory to come out of the gate after the bye week and into conference play against a really good opponent. Again, we've talked about how good this conference is right now. Coming into last night, I think overall 28-8 was the mark that I remember. But again, Smoky Mountain has had a strong start to the year, played a lot of people tough and won the majority of their ball games. Only one loss going into last night. And they gave us a good football game, Coach, but again, did a lot of things really, really well, I thought, particularly in the second half. Your kids got that big victory in an opportunity to also have a little bit of adversity, I think, too. And again, we didn't have a lead until the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, able to hold that lead and get that big first conference win.
You know, it was obviously playing as well, as I thought we did, especially there in the second half. I thought we made some really good adjustments at halftime. Some things that kind of really stood out to me as I went back and looked through the stats last night. Just offensively, we had 69 yards of offense in the first half, which obviously is quite a bit lower than what we average, but made some good adjustments at halftime. Offensively, I thought Coach Warren and Coach Gibson, those guys did a really good job of kind of seeing what they were giving us there in the first half, making a few adjustments there at halftime. We got with our kids, and we went from 69 yards in the first half to 142 in the second half. So, like I said, made some really good adjustments that first drive to start the second half, drove it right down the field. Had a really key third down conversion down there that kept a drive alive, and, obviously was able to get the touchdown to Cam in the corner of the end zone. And then kind of went back and forth just a little bit, and that was some momentum swings, and did some really good things down there right there in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And a lot of really key individual efforts that we especially noticed. I actually went back and really paid attention to last night, kind of looking to see what we had. And, there was one key event. We had punted, and our punt team had done such a good job of trying to keep them pinned down, and we pinned them down inside the 5-yard line. So you started off the momentum swing with Cam's big punt, and I think it was Hunter Smith and Ryan Reynolds got the ball pinned down there about the 5-yard line. And they got the ball. Defense played really well right there. And then Jonathan Mahaffey had a really big tackle for a loss,
right?
That made him punt it. We got in a punt block situation, and Cam got the block. And then you come back, and we go on offense on the short field. Corey has a really good job, does a really good job of moving around in the pocket and allowing Kane to get loose, right, and hit him. And the momentum had swung, yeah, and we got in the end zone and went up. But the kick, the next play, for Brian on the kickoff team, we knew what 14, how good of a returner he was, so we were really keyed on trying not to kick to him. He was doing a good job back there. He was moving when we would get lined up, mm-hmm, and I don't know if people noticed it. Brian changed in mid-kick where we were going. We had planned on going to the right on that kick. 14 slid on us, and Brian changed in his mid-stride and kicked that thing far into the left corner, and we got him inside the 15-yard mm-hmm, yeah, line with great coverage, and felt like that we had him pinned right there. And, of course, they had the big run that came out of there, and you had Zeke Long that made a phenomenal play getting him tracked, right, down. So, I mean, you saw so many great individual efforts in a small period of time. Yeah. I mean, probably within a 2-minute span. And I think that was just kind of the one thing that really stuck with me was the effort that our kids had, the resiliency. Certainly did not give up, and was able to find a way to get a win.
You and I talk a lot about field position, obviously, in that first half, that first opportunity we had to really try to get something going on a drive after, you know, the couple of turnovers that we saw go back and forth there. We seemed like to play on a long field in the first half and able to switch that up in the second half, and I think that's one of the things that made a big difference too.
Absolutely. We stressed that at halftime as well. You know, we did. We fought field position, just never could get out of the hole, never could get in a really good rhythm offensively. Found a couple of things right there on the last drive that we felt like we could work with there in the second half. You know, we were able to move the ball in spurts, but defensively, you know, our defense played phenomenal. You know, playing on the short field most of the time, you know, only giving up the one score. Obviously, we gave up the safety for the 2 points, but, you know, you're going to have games where you get challenged. You know, you're not going to go through a whole season where you're not. And I mean, it reminded me so much, and we mentioned it last night, the coaches did, it reminded me so much of the Franklin playoff game last year, where we were down at halftime, we took the opening drive of the second half, drove down and scored, and I think 14-7 was that ball game. Just there was so similar, a lot of similarities. You got a lot of penalties you know, on us that night, and you just saw us having to come back from some adversity, and obviously this time we were able to do that.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The First County Hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Set of plays that we saw. Obviously, we had, you know, those turnovers in the first two possessions by both teams, but to start that first real drive, I remember we returned it out to about the 50. We had two penalties assessed on that particular play that ended up being a 30-yard penalty. My question right there was, what was the explanation on that? Because it's not very often that you see a situation where those two big fouls are assessed.
We had two dead ball fouls. We had two personal fouls. Had a late hit, which was on our sideline. And what we had is, we had put our defense was on the field, and we put in a couple of things with those guys for punt block and some punt return protection. So you had our defensive guys in there. Taryn was actually on our side and come through and was trying to get a block on a kid. Ended up blocking him a little bit late, you know, got the flag. I could not tell what the other one was from the other far side, you know, but they assessed both of them. Obviously, and went 30 yards. I remember watching the film from Tuscola and Smoky Mountain, where I think Tuscola had got down to like the 10-yard line, and they had two fouls similar to that, and it ended up being – it seems like it was first and 45 instead of being first and goal from the 10-yard line. So it just, you know, they were there. Now, I'll say this, you know, we had 9 penalties, I think, in the first half. We had 3 in the second half. Some of the ones that we had that I went back and looked at on film were legit. I mean, there were some fouls that we had on there. You know, obviously there was a little bit of discrepancy in so many to one. But there were some that were certainly ours. Probably the one that got me, just where they spotted the ball, was when we punted off of the safety.
Right.
And when the ball went out of bounds.
Right.
But usually you mark it, if it's a kickoff from the 40-yard line, you mark it at the 35, opposite 35. So there's a 25-yard discrepancy. And what we didn't realize was they do the same thing on the safety where you're punting it, but because you're punting it from the 20 instead of the 40, they take that 20 yards away from you as well.
So you're penalized for because of the free kick.
So you go from them spotting the ball at the 35 to your own 45. And I mean, they took the time to explain it. I've not gone back and looked at it. I'm sure it's probably in the rule book. Mm-hmm. I've never had that happen before. You know, but it, field position, like you mentioned, it was very key. You know, defensively, we talked a little bit earlier. We had a, we gave up 139 yards rushing, 42 yards passing, 181 yards total, which is great. Anytime you can hold a team under 200 yards total offense is phenomenal. I thought our defense did a really good job. You know, the one touchdown that, that they got there, you know, we didn't get lined up correctly. Didn't help us.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So we saw three or four flags for what we thought were formation calls, and I was concerned that the officials perhaps did not understand, you know, what, because I know you guys have this conversation beforehand if you're going to do something a little bit differently, but you're saying that, you know, we weren't lined up correctly.
We weren't. There were some plays that, that we didn't have enough men on the line of scrimmage, and, you know, like I said, some of those penalties were warranted. I think my biggest, you know, beef was the discrepancy between how many for one side and for the other, but that's part of it too. I mean, you deal with that. I'm not going to sit here and say that that was something that you know, was pinpointed on just us. I've, you know, watched enough film and seen enough things to know that we were certainly guilty of some of those that took place. Defensively, again, getting back to those guys, we gave up 9 first downs. I think we had 12 first downs on our offense. You know, just had some really good plays on both sides. I thought Keegan did a really good job on their good receiver, Lomanac, especially on some deep balls thrown right there at the end. It was so nice to have him back full. You know, we've held him for a couple of weeks trying to get that ankle back healed, and you know, thought he played really good in coverage back there for us. And, of course, the front continues to play well. You know, to do the things that we do last night and keep our linebackers clean. Colton and Mahaffey and Christian were clean most of the night. Did a really good job for us. Special teams, I wanted to hit on those guys. Hunter Smith continues to do a great job for us on the kickoff team, down there getting tackles. Houston Connor, we call him Mississippi, but Eden Ferguson, you know, on the kickoff team. Had a punt inside the 5, had a kickoff inside the 15. You know, we had a punt block. I mean, we did some really good things, and it took that.
Yeah.
I think maybe, you know, that's one thing we need to stress, too. It took all three parts to win a close ball game, and you had to see a lot of good character from your kids. You know, you had to see a lot of poise to not get frustrated, not get down, and to stick with what we were doing. And when we got that momentum, to ride it as long as we could.
Believed in the direction, for sure. You mentioned Keegan a few moments ago. What was the explanation on the PI in the end zone, because I never saw any contact?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was with Zeke.
Okay.
That was down there. And, you know, the new rule is you can face guard, okay,
right,
as long as you don't have contact.
Right.
You don't have to turn around and look. And, you know, the official thought that there was some contact between him and the receiver. You know, obviously we're on the far side.
Sure.
We didn't think so. But again, we can't see. I mean, you're talking about us looking 56 yards all the way across that thing to see where it was at. I thought it was good coverage. I thought the secondary on the deep balls played really well last night.
Absolutely.
I thought those guys did a good job.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware is ready for fall cleanup and project time. 8-pound maul, $39.99. Leather driving gloves, $8.99. DeWalt 20-volt half-inch max drill driver and impact kit, $145.99. Shoe and boot scraper, $15.99. Now's the time to put your holiday purchases on layaway, like a new Traeger grill and accessories. Bring the kids and dogs to our Waynesville location on Halloween for a special treat. Hometown Hardware with 3 locations, your big box alternative.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Not a secret. Obviously, you know, there were 3 or 4 guys over on the Smoky Mountain sideline that have been on our sideline. And so Coach Brindley and had some guys move over to Smoky with him. I know that was something in the back of some of our players' minds, if not all of our players' minds, because, you know, those have been former coaches from them. But, you know, I felt like that there would be some motivation there, and I felt like that carried through the night. And when we got to the end, and we always talk about in the press box how well we seem to play in the second half after we're able to adjust on some things, but it seemed to me, particularly on those last couple of plays, it was the catch that Kane made, the touchdown pushing Corey in, and of course getting those first downs there to retain possession and run out the clock without Smokey's offense being able to get back out onto the field. It felt to me like our kids just exerted their will over Smokey to get that win, but you got to be really proud of that. Did you feel like there was some of that, perhaps a little bit of extra motivation there? Was it just, you know, a conference game that we've got to win to keep going strong?
I think, you know, we saw a little bit of it with Taryn and JD. Obviously, those are two guys that are big players for us on the defensive side of the ball. JD came in and played some offense for us last night as well, but you saw some of that. I had to take some time to get those two off the field at points there in the second half where, you know, they were very much aware of who was on the other sideline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were close to getting penalties, and we certainly didn't need that. But, you know, it was very evident, you know, to our kids. I think our kids did a really good job of separating that, you know, especially, you know, throughout the game. But the one word that really stood out to me, or stands out to me thinking back of the performance, was poise. I thought our kids showed really good poise in the second half. I thought we got settled in, and we were able to do some things on both sides of the ball, and the special teams as well. And that's always good. It shows them a very mature football team. And again, good game plan that they had coming out of the gates, gave us a little bit of a junk defense type deal, mm-hmm. and some things that, mm-hmm. You know, we struggled with getting figured out. And again, I thought our coaches did a good job finding some stuff that we could work with there in the second half. And we were able to take advantage of some things.
Was that with the DBs that you're referring to, seeing something a little bit different look with their defense?
It was.
Yeah.
You know, they were able to, you know, help on the back end with the coverage a little bit because they were able to go a little bit thinner in the box.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you look in the box and you'd see three linemen and one linebacker. Sometimes you'd see three linemen and two linebackers. And they created some problems with us up front and wanted us to have to run the ball to force us to run the ball.
Right.
In between the tackles,
right,
and that was a struggle for us early on.
Yeah,
and again, there was some things we had to figure out how we could get in some better formations and kind of out leverage them a little bit in some places, and you know, but it all comes down to the kids' execution, and you know, you can draw up plays all day long, and the person with the mark of the last is going to win. That's a part of it, but your kids have got to execute, and I thought you saw the heart of a team last night, especially in the second half. And that's what we had really stressed to those kids all week was, you know, can we play at a level that shows that we can get it done when we need to, starting conference play, got 5 weeks, can we go that stretch? And we got week one out of the way,
yeah.
So it was good to be able to do that last night.
In terms of your sophomore quarterback, he continues to progress at a nice pace here. His completion percentage now is really starting to climb up there a little bit. I thought that he made some really good decisions on a couple of balls that, you know, could have, you know, perhaps taken some sacks on, and I know that he did take a few sacks back there, but again, his maturation leading this offense has got to be something that you're really excited about going down the stretch to.
It is. You know, he was looking at that. He was 13 for 18 for right at 100 yards. One of his better plays, and I don't know if many people saw it. He got flushed out of the pocket, and Corey wants to throw the ball. You know, he tried to extend the play as long as mm-hmm. he could, and he finally decided to run, and it was the first time I've seen him lower his shoulder mm-hmm. and take on a defender and knock him backwards. Corey's a pretty big kid. I mean, he's not like he's a small kid. And saw him, you know, lower that shoulder and get that extra yardage, and that was the first time that I've really seen him run that hard. And, again, that's part of, you know, becoming more mature and understand down and distance and things like that. But I just excited for our kids, you know, to be in a ball game like that, to find a way to win, to go through some adversity that from everything going on, you know, being in a way ball game, big crowd.
Yeah, it was.
Good crowd last night. And, uh, you know, to come away with a win was certainly good for those seniors.
Does it take us a little bit of time to perhaps shake off just a little bit of rust after a bye week?
Well, you know, that was one thing we talked to our kids. I wasn't concerned about playing. I knew our kids would play hard. I was worried about not being able to come out fast.
Yeah.
That was the concern that I had. And, you know, Corey had that pick after we had the turnover. And what had happened was they were changing so much in the secondary on their coverages, they had left Cam open.
Right.
And number four, Lomanac, was going to him. Corey never saw him. We saw him. Corey saw him open and not being covered, so he didn't put as much on
right.
him probably as he wanted to. He wanted to make sure he got it to Cam.
Right.
And Lomanac was coming over the top. He never saw him. And, of course, he cut in front of Cam, and the turnover went back the other way. So I think we had some, you know, possessions probably there in the first half that had they gone another way, you know, might have got that momentum earlier than what we did. But, you know, at the end of the day, it goes in the win column, however you put it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
The entirety of the program, the JV team continues to be really, really strong right now. Another win this week against Smoke. And again, you know, those guys are having a lot of success. And I knew that there was some question marks, you know, with that group, because I think there's a number of, you know, freshmen that, you know, that are certainly playing right now. And, you know, going into the summer, you're not exactly sure yet, but again, they continue to be very successful, very strong right there, too.
You know, had a really good game Thursday night. Kane Fortney is really coming on as a quarterback, and he was a kid we didn't even know we had. You know, played tailback for us, had some things happen and made some changes and came in, and he has done a really, really good job. Shows really good poise in the pocket, doesn't get frustrated, and, you know, we got some playmakers around him. Get the ball to guys. They've had a phenomenal season. We're undefeated, 5-0. Probably didn't think we would be where we're at right now early in the season. Think our coaches have done a good job bringing these kids along.
Yeah,
you know, coaching them up,
yeah.
Getting them better each week, and you know, to be where we're at within the program. Obviously, we're sitting here. I guess you would say we're what 11-1.
Mm-hmm.
11-1 as a program right now. I went back and looked because I was just curious the other day, kind of what we've been able to do here since I've been here in 2013, and just looking at the records through those years, and our JV's JV record since I've been here since 13 is 49-6.
Wow,
49-6, and it pays such huge dividends for us with those kids getting better each week, moving on to varsity. You know, we're 52-20 on the varsity, so we're 101-26 as a program, and to me that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think you got kids buying in. I think you got coaches doing a really good job. You know, you got your program as a whole moving in the right direction, and you know, that is very important to me, especially those young kids. You know, we all coach them. You know,
yeah.
The JV's in varsity, and I think that is one of the things that we do a really good job of,
yeah.
Taking care of both programs, both the JV's and varsity.
And you were talking just a few minutes ago at the break, and just to go back to last night, a couple of sets that we had that were very successful with, bringing in some of those guys that are, you know, big and strong up front, JD, and was one of them. You know, again, you're able to to put some real weight and heaviness in those packages when you need those 3 and 4 yards. I'm not sure that there's any bigger play last night than being able to run twice when you needed to convert to keep the clock moving last night. But again, JD and Taren really give you some options in being able to do that, don't they?
They do. You know, give us a heavier package. And again, you got to be able to use what you got. And we probably don't use enough. You know, there are probably some more things that we'll try to find that can help us out, get us in some situations to be successful. But again, it was good. Really, two really good wins. You know, had a big win on Thursday. I think 34-8 was the final there. And, of course, the big win last night as well. Both teams undefeated in the conference. You know, both teams' goals that they each set for themselves, you know, as teams before the season started was to try to win a conference championship. Three conference teams last night went 1-0, and three conference teams went 0-1.
Right.
So we're glad to be on the 1-0 end of it, and we'll go into this next week getting ready for East Henderson.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Real quick, just a couple scores I want to pass along to a Brevard winner over Inca last night, 41-0. Franklin 17-14 over Hendersonville. Stuart Kramer 42-38 over Burns. Shelby wins again 49-0 over Chase. South Point winning over East Gaston 42-0. East Rutherford over RS Central 27-0. And High Broding being Ford last night 53-14. North Lincoln beating Newton Conover 35-14. Coach, I know that, again, there's some other things going up on the hill right now that I know we're really proud of. Obviously, our marching band had a great weekend last weekend too, and some other things like that that are going on that I know that we're really excited about too.
They did. Stephen Paris and the Band of Bears, they've got a lot of competitions going on this month. Had their first big one over at Inca last weekend. I think 13 schools competed in their 1A, 2A bracket and came out as grand champions. Mr. Paris does a great job with those kids. A lot of late practices they have on the field, so just want to make sure we congratulated them. Coach Shepard, Coach Harold Shepard and the tennis team has had another phenomenal year with those ladies. Had a couple big wins this past week and the week before as well. And just got some really good things, that are going on. Certainly proud of who we are,
right.
Not only as athletics but as a school in general. And excited about that. We had one of our kids had surgery this week. Wanted to mention his name, Zach Webb, one of our defensive linemen. Had season-ending injury. Kind of one thing that he's fought for a while. Didn't really have a specific injury this year, but finally was able to get it cleaned up. Had surgery this week, and obviously we won't get him back this year. But he is a junior.
Yeah.
Hopefully things go well, and we get him rehabbed up, and we'll get him back next year. But just busy week.
Yeah.
It was nice to get back on the field. Open dates are nice, but it's a long 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it was nice to get back on the field with these guys.
Made a mistake a moment ago. I think I said Inc. I meant East. Brevard beating East last night 27-0. Now we've got to get ready for East. What are your first thoughts about that game coming up next week?
You know, the biggest thing for me, looking at that and a couple of obstacles we have to face. The first one, and it hurt us last year, we were out of school on that Friday. And, you know, you look at the schedule this year, guess what? We're out of school this coming Friday. So we're going to do some things differently. Mm-hmm. We're going to make some changes from the way we did it last year to make sure that we're good on getting our kids ready. And I don't look at this game as, you know, you said well, you lost last year. It's just a revenge game. This is not a revenge game for me or for our kids. It's more of a redemption game right. to me because we did not play very well. We were not the Pisgah game, the Pisgah team yeah. that I had seen all year long. And so hopefully we'll get that taken care of and go out and get another win this coming week.
Airtime next week, 6:30 right here on AM 920 and 101.7. For Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.